Hi, it's Cedro East, and this is Cedro East Reminder, brought to you by Sungusia Tenga. I want to talk about friendship. I think all you guys are friends out there. You can help each other, you know, you can stay with them, share some ideas, you know, support each other, and kind of things, you know, like friends are those people who are close to you, who you hope that they help you someday, or if they cannot help you, at least they'll be there to support you in things that you're doing. I have friends, but not many, and I don't advise you to have many friends, because it's kind of weird having a lot of friends, because at the time you can't match with all of them. You have some few who are there every day to support you, help you, and at least criticize you. Some are perfect friends and some are not perfect friends, and this doesn't mean that you have to stay close to your friends every time, or you have to share things with your friends every time. They're your friends, you have to be with them, you have to embrace the moment, you know, you have to appreciate every moment that they're sharing with you, because it's really hard to know who are true friends, who are really friends, and who are fake. And it needs a lot of energy, a lot of psychological researches, and, you know, like follow-ups to understand that. And most of us, we cannot do that. It's too complicated, and we can't do that. We have friends, and, you know, like we always help each other in different things, and we support each other in different things. And most of friends are there to give you some company, you know, to make you not stay idle or like lonely. So you find yourself friends that, you know, they can cheer up, you can go out with them, hanging out to these places, having soda, having juice, sometimes having beer, you know, share ideas and nagging all the time, challenges, you know, and all that. So how to tell who your really friends are? Are the people you hang out with really your friends? When you hang out, are they raising you up? Are they helping you growing? Or are they helping you grow? Or holding you back? Do you know where the word friend came from? Maybe. Or are you familiar with the word friend? If not, it came from the word friend. That's pronounced F-R-E-U-N-D, friend, mean to love. Can you say that about your friends? Do they love you? Do you love them as the way you love yourself? Do they love you the way they love themselves? Oh, awful, I don't know. But a true friend won't make your problems disappear. It won't make them disappear. But they won't disappear when you face problems. That's what true friends are. So if you find yourself having a lot of problems, a lot of challenges, facing some difficulties, facing that you're in depression, you're an obsession, that in a way that you still have friends, but you feel yourself like on some outlier or something, like you're out there on yourself, know that the friends you have are not real. Real friends, they'll be there every time, every moment that you face hard things. They won't solve, but at least for them to be there, it gives you a lot of courage, gives you a lot of power, and you feel the power of friendship. So I advise you, on my own opinion, that having friends is the perfect way, but you must have some few friends who they really help you, the ones who are positive with you, the ones who cares about you, the ones who want to see you grow, not only by yourself but growing with them. Those are true friends. True friends are rare. True friends are hard to find, especially in this generation Z. generation of a lot of mixed ups and a lot of chaos. This is Sungu Siatenga, bringing you Zero East here in Anchor and streamed all over the platforms across the world. This is the powerful podcast that comes from Tanzania by the good host, simple, smart, charming, and handsome. Zero East, let's go.